This is Dr. Lee dictating a follow-up progress note, patient name, field, F-I-E-I-D-S, Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E. I was asked today to see the patient. She's complaining of ankle edema and leg edema not improving. When I saw the patient today, she sitting on the chair, she denies any headache, dizziness, cough, congestion, no shortness of breath. She still has a bilateral leg edema, ankle edema. She has been using recently TED stocking. Before she was not using. And on examination, she is awake, alert, to enter time 3, blood pressure is 118 over 868, temperature 97 Fahrenheit, pulse 68, respiration 18, and pulse oxygen 97%. And next line, head edema, clamocolic, cardiac, ectaric, neck support, no JVD, chest, non-tender, lungs, clear, no breathing, heart test, NS2, abdomen is soft, non-tender, bowels from positive, extremities, no edema, no cough, tenderness, neuro, she is awake, alert, and extremities, bilateral leg edema, both ankle edema and both leg edema. Neuro, she's awake, alert, oriented M3. Assessment, bilateral ankle edema is ongoing and in the setting of heart failure with the preserved ejection fraction. Next line, CKD. Next line, anemia. Next line, history of hyperlipidemia. Next line, asthma / COPD. Patient was given Lasix recently and she responded well. At this point, she still has a leg edema. I have counseled the patient again. And I have reviewed patient's labs. Recent BUN is 23, creatinine 1.97. She has a known CKD. Sodium is 142, potassium 4.6, chloride 110, CO 24. So at this point, I will give her Lasix 20 mg once a day for 3 more days and will follow up BMP again. Care plan discuss the nursing staff and all the rest of her medication will be continued. Previously, Doppler done has been negative for DVT. This end of the occasion. Thank you.